Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Woo! Everybody's here, including a guest. So I'll get started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Tripoli.
I'm Steve the Professor.
And as a special guest, you can introduce yourself. Who are you?
I'm Diablo.
Diablo's coming back to talk to us.
Yeah. El Diablo.
How y'all doing?
So we can tell that Roger's in his car because like you're like echoing it. So it sounded like it's got really good really good stuff going on, background effects. Woohoo, it's special, Roger.
Yeah.
I'll fix it here in a minute.
I'm sure that you will. So for everybody who's coming in, you flies on the wall, if you've been here before, welcome back. If this is your first time, you really do need to heed that warning. We are going to talk about some things that are adult-like. And so if you are a child, definitely don't do this. Okay, turn around and run, because we'll ruin your life listening to us talk about these things. This is not normal. The premise of this show is it's a bunch of lifestylers. Some of us are retired. Some of us are semi-retired. Some of us are active. Some of us semi-active, whatever. And we discuss things. I want you to, if you have not checked it out, go to our website. The website is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. And the reason I want you to go to that website is because it's been redesigned. Our Mandingo has been busy this week, and he has redesigned that website so that we now have a vocabulary words page.
Wow.
Courtesy of the professor doing his work. Okay. And then so the Mandingo took the professor stuff, uploaded it, put all of the definitions in, and then realized that we were missing two words. Okay. And he said, the reason you were missing two of them is because you guys know this from the lifestyle and most of us vanilla people do not. So he added the two words. He added the two words. We were missing bluefish and we were missing unicorn.
Oh, huh.
So
I know we talked about them.
It was way back, and it was when we first started. And the thing is that us as lifestylers, we don't think about these words, especially those two, because they are universal. I don't think there's anybody in the lifestyle who doesn't understand what bluefish and unicorn means.
Yeah. You just can't find one.
Yep.
Or you can find a lot of bluefish. There you go. Yeah.
They're dime a dozen.
The men that are single are bluefish, and you can find them. They're a dime a dozen because they're single and they want to fuck. Okay, and then that unicorn that is she's single. She likes sex. We're talking about. We've had a couple of them on here. Crimson and Missy Evil have been on here. Or I don't think Missy's come on. We've talked about her, but we got a couple of unicorns that we've known, but they are few and far between. And they do not, they typically, the bluefish swim around them and try to get those unicorns to stay with them and meet up with them or whatever. And it is very rare that a bluefish will hook up with a unicorn and it lasts. I don't think I've ever seen it. You know, I do remember with Missy Evil, there was one unicorn. She's a unicorn and she had this blue fish that was, you know, he's this fancy ass CEO type guy. High up, you got to have a lot of money if you're going to take out Missy Evil, okay? Because she's an expensive girl, and she knows it. She's very clear about it, and that's the way it works. And he had a lot of money, and so he met her in the lifestyle, and he kept saying, "I'm going to be your number one man, and I'm going to be your boyfriend." And she will call these guys boyfriend, but he decided to have her move in. He got her a ring and said, we're going to get married. And so here's your ring. You're my fiance. So move into my house. She made the mistake of packing up all her stuff, moving into that guy's house. And I remember distinctly sitting down at the lake house with all of us around. And he sat there and said, you cannot call her a unicorn anymore. And 20 people were out there on the porch when he said that, and all 20 people laughed their asses off at him.
Oh yeah, yeah, it would have just come naturally to start laughing.
We have known her a little bit longer than he had.
By the time you're called a unicorn, it's too late.
Yeah,
you're always a unicorn.
We knew her MO before he met her, so.
Right, we knew her, and that was, you know, so that was funny because she did move in with him. He was supposed to get rid of a cat. He did not get rid of a cat. He kept lying to her about it, and that was it. She then moved out. So, you know, that lasted about 3 months or whatever. But yeah, that was pretty funny.
Was.
Yeah. I'll tell you one other Missy Evil story. Now, the problem. So when you know these people and you become friends with them and they're lifestylers, and then you do stuff with them and there's vanilla people around, you got to be really careful about what is said and what is not said, because you forget who's sitting around the table. And so we were at an event. We had invited Missy. There was a person that we needed he was a fifth person and he needed a date. So we were at an event and Bill and Miranda were with us. Okay. And they are, me and Fabio's good friends. And when I say good friends, good lifestyle friends. Okay. So we've done a lot of things with them. And so I set Missy Evil up with this guy. This guy had met her for the first time. He was vanilla. I let her know he was vanilla. And she was just there to be a nice, entertaining date. She's a smart person. She's pretty. And so I thought, okay, we'll have her do this. So we go to this event. We're sitting at this dinner table. And I remember this. So she was flirting with this guy and asking. He was beginning to ask her what kind of underwear she had. And she was kind of explaining that she wasn't wearing any underwear at all and laughing and stuff. And that's how Missy is. And so you knew this guy was really into this, right? Well, so she says something else. And then a comment was made. He said to her, I bet you you're high maintenance. And she said, oh, I'm not high maintenance at all. And Bill, Miranda, me, and Fabio all had liquid in our mouths at the time. We spit it out onto the table laughing so hard.
Yeah. She's not high maintenance. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That edge. That's the edge where the vanilla meets the fun world. Okay.
Yeah.
The chocolate world. That's it. So I tell these stories because I'm getting letting Roger get a chance to get seated. Let's see season 2 format. Do we have music, story, or vocabulary word? I have a story if nobody else has a story.
I have a word.
Okay.
And okay. Just a little thing to talk about, because we talked about it shortly, a little bit last week. This one should be a softball.
Okay.
For at least Janet and maybe D. Roger. Okay.
You keep saying softball, but I keep not getting this one, this, them. So whatever.
This one is. No, but you had the best wrong answers in the world. Okay.
Very creative. Yes.
The victory formation.
Oh, is that like when the woman's on top and the guy has come in her and the woman's on top and the guy has come in her and she has pumped up her arms up and down and she says, hooray, like woohoo.
Close, but no cigar.
Close. Woo.
Okay. The victory formation. And this is probably my all time favorite. I try to do it with every lady is the ladies on top.
Yeah.
I have them put their legs up. I lift my knees up. I have them put their hands on my knees. I grab their legs by their ankle and put their legs up in a V like this, spread them out. So they're in a V position in the victory formation.
Making a victory, V. I got it.
Making a V with their legs. Wow. And they can't go anywhere. They're bound onto that cock. They're flat and they can't do anything unless they can lift up their bodies with their arms. And so we've always called that the victory formation.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. I'll bet that feels good too.
Yeah. It's buried.
Right. I was saying, yeah, getting pretty deep.
And the nice thing is the lady just sits there and the guy has to do all the work because the lady has nothing to push against.
Right.
So the guy's just thrusting up. So it's a nice position for the ladies.
So. Awesome. I like that one.
Oh, good.
And okay. Do you have a word? You always have a word.
Well, that was my word. That was my word. The victory formation. The victory formation. Yeah. It's.
I have a question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, I look at a lot of words, and you would not believe how many of these crazy words have to deal with poop play. It's unbelievable.
I know.
What the heck?
I know most of our listeners do not like to hear that. I know that they'll turn it off.
Exactly.
Because I want them to listen to the Chris Crimson episode and they don't want to because she gets into discussing that and they're like,
yeah.
Right. And so they miss the whole rest of it.
But she doesn't discuss it deeply.
We're talking a couple of minutes and then she just moves on.
But no, I do have a word for next time. So.
Okay. Well, I asked Grok to tell me an unusual sex fact. Okay, just to see what would AI do to tell me a story. And this said there's something special about the female hyena. Can you guess what would be special about the female hyena?
I wonder if she's hypersexual. Does she have a lot of
She has two vaginas.
The female hyena has a pseudo penis, which is actually an elongated clitoris. So technically, Steve, I would say two vaginas here because which is an elongated clitoris that can extend up to 7 inches and is used for urination, mating, and giving birth. This makes their sexual anatomy one of the most unique in the animal kingdom. So I think you're close.
Seven inches.
Woo. And along with clitoris, you'll be finding that, you guys.
I know a guy that'd go crazy with a 7-inch, sucking on a 7-inch clitoris.
What I can tell you is that if you are doing these women that are using the cream, if they're using some kind of a hormone cream or have the pellets, it will make their clitoris get big and get big, like almost a little dick size. Cause Marilyn had a big dick, like easy to find clitoris stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was out there.
Right. And the thing is, when I used to use this cream, my clitoris was a hell of a lot bigger, you know? So I can tell you that the hormones will do it, but never to the point of 7 inches.
Yeah. We did meet a couple who work out and are bodybuilders at a party here a couple months ago. And you can see that's how big her clit was.
Oh, he's holding up a thumb, y'all.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Wow. I said, whoa.
Right.
I'm curious, could the thing fuck itself?
Yeah.
7 inches they could, but I think thumb size, no, not quite, because I've had thumb size dick guys that won't go in.
That,
so
at 7 inches, at 7 inches could do some damage.
Yeah, that would work.
I would think the hyena, maybe the hyena can fuck themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, that takes a whole new level to go fuck yourself.
Yeah. New definition day, sexual reproduction.
Yeah. Whoa. Wow. No wonder they laugh all the time.
No joke. That is great.
Okay. So, the reason I brought Diablo on is because a couple weeks ago when I told you we had a great time and had an early evening where we were all fucking around, he was there. And we were telling stories about parties. And he told a story. What's your, Diablo, what's the party that, what's your worst party experience that you've had where you've hosted a party and it was somebody did something wrong?
Our rule was, you've been to the parties, you want to invite another couple. As long as you played with them, then you can invite whoever you want to do, you know. But you had to play with them first. You know, we didn't want any surprises coming because the guy that put the parties on had several times where the guy hadn't told the woman about nothing. And she gets to the party and all that stuff starts and she goes berserk and all that. So we didn't want any of that activity. So this one couple came and we answered the door, and this elderly couple, you know, I thought they were about our age now, but it was probably at least close to 80. And he had on white support hose and the shorts.
Sorry.
He was wearing, and she was drunk. And obviously he had, you know, pressured her into coming. Well, somehow we found out who invited them, and we go to introduce them to them. They act like they didn't know them. You know, they didn't know who they were. And the guy had met the guy online and discussed it and invited them, and they didn't even know who they were. They never seen them or nothing. We kind of get smooth that over, and they go out by the pool, I'm in the house doing whatever I was doing, and somebody comes and gets me and tells me that she's fell in the hot tub and I need to come get her. So I go out there, and he's sitting his big fat butt up on the by the bar and not helping her out. She's struggling to get out of the hot tub. She's just got her panties in brown, and she's too drunk. She can't get out of the tub. So go over and help her and get her out of there. And I say something to him I can't really remember about, you know, needing some help here, you know. So I kind of usher him towards the door and all that stuff. Well, she gets dressed, and she had a boa that she couldn't find. So I'm searching all through the damn house for that thing. And I bring it back to her. And so she's saying, well, we don't have to go. And I said, yeah, you do. he's kind of looking at her because she could tell he's pissed. She's making him leave early, you know. I said, yeah, y'all need to. She's just too drunk to stay. So they finally left. And that's really the worst thing that happened out of about 4 years of having parties. But that was hilarious. He sat there and he watched her falling around, struggling to get out of the hot tub. Because we just got to step. We don't have any guardrails or handrails to get out of the hot tub. So it is a little difficult to make that big step to get out of there. But he wasn't helping her or nothing. And I was really pissed off at him, you know, for putting her in that position. Because I know either she didn't know what was going on or she got so drunk she was going to be okay with her, you know. But they weren't trying to play, wasn't making any headway towards that avenue. So I got him out of there pretty quick.
She was in her granny panties and bra in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
it's better than seeing her naked, probably.
Yeah, I thought so.
Roger, you want to say something?
I'm going to inject a song. I know this is out of order. I'm going to inject a song. It's totally applicable to this story. And it's by Buck Cherry. It has a blues vibe to it. And it's literally called Too Drunk to Fuck. So if you haven't heard it, go listen to it. But it is emulates this story to a T.
Too drunk to fuck.
But that was the only thing that really bad happened. We had a couple of single guys show up to parties that they found out about that they weren't invited to. But other than that, we had a good time having them and hate when they ended.
Yeah.
Right. And then what I've done is in the past, I have tracked down who it was who invited those people and said, you're not coming back because you can't be telling this.
Exactly right. That couple that invited him, they had a little business card made up. And on his, he had Energizer Bunny. So they didn't get invited back.
Yeah.
They'd been to several parties and they knew the rules. But he just invited somebody he didn't even see, you know, and that was a big no-no. So they didn't get invited back. And I didn't particularly care for him anyway. So.
Well, you got to be on the hot, crazy line, you know. Yeah. So if you want to get invited back and you want to wear granny panties and stuff into the pool and be drunk like that, you better be really hot. Really,
yeah.
Really
hot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who would want to take a chance on doing something there, we wouldn't get invited back to that kind of party, you know. Single guys were on their best behavior always. they want to get invited back every time. And we had talked about the dime a dozen. We had a pool of them that we rotated through because a lot of the ladies wanted to have an extra there just for reasons.
Oh, you got to have extra dicks in the mix, definitely.
You do. But note to self, to anybody who thinks that the handle or the nickname Energizer Bunny really is attractive to most women.
Yes, that's what I thought.
It is not.
Yeah.
It is not.
No, I do not want you to pound me for 2 hours and think that that's good sex. That's not good sex.
Even if you saw it in a movie, it is not.
Yeah.
Good
and
sense.
And they'd brag about it. He can go on and on and on and on and on and on. Man, well, how attractive!
Don't want to hear that.
Why?
Guys,
why?
Don't say
we
that
don't
to
want
her.
That.
Yeah,
we don't want that.
Yeah.
So,
they didn't get invited.
Somewhere you've gotten the wrong message. So that's just my little PSA to anybody listening. Don't use that phrase and don't even try it. So.
Yeah.
All right. Don't get your panties in a wad. We will be right back after this commercial break. Wait. Who's wearing panties?
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Now that we're all commando, let's get back to the show.
That made me think of another couple that we stopped inviting for several reasons. But he was at another party I was at, and he comes up to me and he says, "Do you ever find the need to convert a soft swap couple into a full swap couple?" I said, "Well, hell no. That ain't my decision. It ain't your decision. It's their decision. You're just trying to fuck the woman. What you're trying to do."
I know where he's coming from.
Convert.
So
all you listeners out there who don't know, it's soft swap is supposed to be oral only and no entry. Okay.
Yeah.
And my whole question on that is, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. If you're doing that and not, come on.
You know, if you're thinking third base is the same as home, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're going that far, you might as well commit. You know, you might as well just jump in with both feet.
Or not do this, you know.
Exactly.
This probably ain't for
right.
you.
But a couple, if they listed themselves as soft swap, and now like these SLS and SDC, these profiles that you put up, you could put yourself up there as soft swap. but I ain't talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're not going to talk to anybody who's like that.
Yeah. Because it ain't our job to convert them.
No. Not my job to convert you. Mm-mm. And then I don't want to get blamed for something later. You made me do something I didn't want to do. What?
Nope.
Do you know what kind of a party you're at? Okay.
That
waste of space.
Another little story about we went to this party and we'd met this couple and kind of hit it off with them. And so me and her are playing and we're kissing. And the husband comes in there and says, "Oh, so I see kissing's off the table now." They had their rules. No kissing.
Oh, they had rules. Yeah. Well, okay.
And the ladies always define those rules anyway, you know.
They do define it, but you're talking to somebody here who's married to somebody who does the no kiss stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Dee has always said that this is what I am. This is what I like. I don't do it. I don't care for it. So it's not her. But she doesn't get mad at Roger for kissing. I don't think so. I can't ever remember.
Not really. She's exceptional at understanding that is just my sexual identity.
I like that.
She's good at understanding that and lets me be me and do it how I do it. And in the same manner, I've told this story. I'll just recap it real quick. In the same manner, you know, she got me into the lifestyle and was talking about how she liked women, and I was thinking it's just going to be raining threesomes, right? And I'm just getting ready. I just won the lottery. We were a few months, we were into it and kind of looking for our groove and out of nowhere. So that's the mindset I'm in, is I'm ready for it to start raining threesomes. And in this rain of threesomes, it's like, I think I want to do a gangbang. I'm like, wow, that was a 180 shift. Let me just get my mind wrapped around this a minute. And you know, so, and at the time, her liking that, yeah. So she's just always kind of let me be who I am.
What? And I know that that's her, and she's gone on here before and said that that's her proclivity. But here's the thing is, if I'm sucking that guy's cock, what is the difference between sucking his cock and sucking his face?
Yeah,
okay.
Mouthwash.
Oh God.
I mean, and it does bring me back to when I was in that club. We were at Moon City in Paris, and yeah, this is episode season one. Y'all can listen to those club stories. And I'm doing this hot French guy, and we're fucking, and he's really hitting the spots right, and I reach up and grab his face and lip lock across him, and he's kissing me like there's no tomorrow, and it's good French kissing, you know, and the Frenchman, and then he's whispering that stuff, and then all of a sudden a smack comes across my face, and I look over, and it's his girlfriend or wife, and she smacked us both, and then she starts talking nasty French to him, and they're having a fight, and I know what she's saying. She's telling him we agreed not to kiss, and he's telling her she kissed me, I didn't kiss her, blah blah blah. And you can see the little fight going on between these Frenchmen, and it's like, I'm really glad that I'm American English and I don't understand anything that y'all are saying. Let's just kind of move on here.
I gotta go.
So I have been smacked in the face for kissing somebody, but you know, there was a language barrier there. I don't know how in the heat of the moment you're supposed to say, because, you know, this was when I was playing with my first husband, he would say, well, you can't do anything that we haven't done beforehand. But if I'm in the middle of the moment and somebody takes a different position, I have to say, wait, this is something I haven't done with my husband before. Hell no, I'm not doing that. And so I just didn't. And so whatever. And I guess this brings me round to what I promised on the last episode we would talk about, Steve, because last episode, you hit us with this couple that's in the lifestyle that you guys know. Recently, you find out that they're getting a divorce.
Correct.
And the question on that is, that's what usually happens when the rules are, and sometimes the rules are set up for you to fail. And I would contend that with my first husband, the rules were set up for me to fail. They just were. You can't tell me, go have fun, and then tell me, but I have to be able to monitor the fun and make sure that the fun is had with me before you have fun with somebody else. That's just bullshit.
True. You know, I got some information about this and found out that the husband took up and left, moved out of state halfway across the country. Told his wife, I want a divorce, took the kids and moved halfway across the United States. I'm going, how do you do that? So there's something was going on there. So either he was, and we don't know the details, anything about it, but at some point there, I would say, like you said, Janet, there's something in the relationship, you know, and that's, it's, you know, people don't, like you said in your first relationship, your first marriage, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into being successful swingers, I guess. You know, you got to have a communication. Right. You know, you got to be honest and open about what you want to do. You know, your fantasies, what do you want to do? You know, and then talk about it after you're done. You know, like you've said, everybody has said, we've said, you know, we talk about it on the way home.
Yeah.
You know,
and don't get jealous about it. Just recreate it.
It was so funny.
Exactly. You
know, we were at, it was with Detroit Dan at your place, at your party.
Ooh.
And we're on the way home recapping, and she was bent over one of the bar stools in the kitchen. And Detroit Dan was giving it to her and had a crowd. And I let out a big what? Just like
I was in the crowd.
Yeah. So I said loud, forcefully and loud, and she thought I was upset. I said, well, yeah, I'm upset. She goes, what'd I do wrong? I said, you didn't have anybody come get me to watch it.
I'm not going to go get you because it was going to be over fast, right?
So, uh-huh.
I mean, it's like 5 minutes. I'm not going to miss it.
Yeah. You know, you have to have the communication. You have to have the trust and the respect. You know, respect your partner's wishes and their fantasies, you know. Well, and we have a couple that we know that if he can't fuck the wife, the husband can't fuck his wife.
Oh, I know people.
Are you kidding me?
I said,
I said, so this is all about you then. Well, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. It's about you. And
you get caught on your own, you idiot.
That's right. You know, and
I've heard people say, oh, it's not fair that they get to fuck you and then I don't get to fuck their wife.
There is no fair in swinging. There is no
fair. There's no fair.
No. You know,
nothing's fair.
You know, that's exactly right. You know, and I don't care. You know, I let Elle do whatever she wants. You know, she goes home with me and that's it. You know, and boundaries are another thing. You know, somebody in this relationship with this couple broke a boundary or something. You know,
well, I think that sometimes you have other problems way outside of the sexual area. You know,
yeah,
we've got some other stuff going on.
They had to, because here's the deal. They had just been camping 2 weeks before this and then asked us to get to come up and go camping with them and to have a lifestyle weekend. And then the next thing you know, I'm going to do what? So it's crazy. So yeah, either there's something going on there. I don't know, but you know, it's, you know, like the trust part and the respect.
Oh,
Elle says, if Elle tells me, and this for all the flies on the wall, if your spouse says you cannot fuck that person, and this is my statement, she says no, you cannot fuck this person, and she's never done it to me, anybody in the lifestyle, it's someone outside the lifestyle. I say, okay, fine. I'm not gonna go behind her back and go fuck that person. You know why? There's plenty of other pussy out there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know,
it's not worth it.
Yeah,
it's not worth disappointing your partner. You know, your life partner is far more important.
And there were times when I wanted to say to Fabio, you know, you can't fuck Christina. You know, that was the Southern Charms, beautiful Barbie chick type, beautiful thing, whatever. I wanted to say to him, you can't do that. Okay, especially because her husband had the littlest dick and had the belly and was like horrible to fuck. And so, you know, it was like, and the whole thing is, I knew she wasn't coming back to the party unless her husband came back. So I took one for the team, like Missy Evil said, and I did this guy a couple times. But I would never say to Fabio, "You, even though inside that little jealous girl is going, no, I don't want him to do her. And no, she's the hottest thing there. And yeah, everybody's looking at her and everybody wants to fuck Christina and not looking at you. And that little girl's running around inside of me. I got that Barbie person that's on my shoulder slapping me around going, uh-uh. Okay, these aren't the rules. You don't want him to fuck, then make him forget her. Okay, that's yeah. Whatever it is that you got to do or whatever. You can't do that. You can't. There's no room for jealousy. You have got to let him go, and trust that when you come back to him, you're going to do it better, and he's not going to leave you for her. Because exactly. That would be it. That would be. I would be worried that he was going to leave me for this thing, and then. The adult person in me, the adult Janet, jumps in and goes, you know what? You're the best thing he's ever had. And she's high maintenance and you're not. And you can cook and you can clean and you can put on these parties and you can suck a cock a lot better than she can. Okay. So there's no reason for him to go home with her. That's what I got to do. I can't yes. say it out loud. I just got to make sure in my actions, he doesn't take her home.
Right.
Yeah. Give me your pros versus the cons.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. You know, so, and that's the hard part. So, like, most folks don't understand. Diablo is technically not a bluefish. Okay. Because when he does come to the parties, he's single when he comes to our parties. He and his wife used to play together, yeah. But she has, for medical reasons, lost the ability to play. Okay. Yeah. And she loves him so much that she says, go to these parties, have some fun. I trust these people. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, she does because it's the people. So that
everybody.
Relationship, that's, yeah, she does know everybody. Yeah. Except I've never met her, but you know, I've been told about her and said that she's there and she yeah. knows. And that's, it's not like you're cheating on her. It's yeah. not like you're going right. behind her back to come to the parties. So you're not even a bluefish. I don't know. I don't know what we would call you. We just call you Diablo, but there's no bluefish about it. Okay, it's yeah, just when he comes to play.
Yeah.
So
you just call counts. Him a really good friend.
Yeah. With benefits.
That's right.
Recap some of benefits. This in a different light. When we were starting and kind of figuring it out, and we were communicating a lot, and we had started with that mindset of. This is what we talked about, and that's what you can do. And so, you know, you can't go farther than that. And we weren't too far until we realized, if you're in the heat of the moment, yeah, why would you stop? So that's kind of silly. We navigated around that real quick. But go ahead.
Can I go ask my mommy if I can do this? Yeah, that's basically what that is. That's some bullshit.
Well, that's true. You know, and people need to know, not that they're broken, but rules go by the wayside. You know, yeah. I think everyone starts with rules. Well, then this and this and this, except for one couple we know. And her and I were playing. Elle and the husband walked by while I was fucking the wife. And the husband looks over and says, oh, well, I guess we're not using condoms now. So I didn't think anything about it. Not my rule. I didn't know anything about it. So then fast forward here within the past year, we're with him again. She has locked the door because she likes anal sex, but the husband says anal sex is only for him. Well, she's now locking the door so he can't come in while she's getting fucked in the ass. I'm going, you people have an issue. You need to get your shit squared away. You're not coming back to any more parties until you get your shit together. You know,
no pun intended.
That's a good one, Barbie. That's a good one. But yeah, it was just.
God.
You know, and so you know, rules. These people are still breaking their rules and everything, but so they're not setting their boundaries. But each their own.
So, I also understand. I want to call them the sophomores. the sophomores that come in and they've played a little bit, they've been to one or two parties, and they set up these rules, and then they haven't heard Barbie's rule, which is, what are rules made for? Breaking. That's what rules are made for, is breaking. Okay. So they haven't heard that. So they've come in and they go to these parties, and I can see it like Roger and Dee. You set up these rules and stuff. It's going to take you only a couple parties to figure out that those rules are meant to be broken.
Yeah.
And then you just have to figure out how strong is your relationship to get through that break.
Bingo.
And to explain, hey, this rule was a pretty stupid rule that we set up. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You know. You're the last rule that we had broken, and Elle hates us because I tell her because it was her who broke it. We were at the country party. Janet and I were in the pool, just swimming around, talking, visiting. And the rule was, if we're going to play, we had to tell each other we're going to go play with somebody.
Oh, I hate that one too.
Yeah. So Janet and we might have been on the deck or whatever, or in the pool. I happened to look up and had the big sliding glass door. And here goes Elle walking by. And here goes Fabio. Oh, I know where they're going. They're heading to the bedroom. And that was, nothing was said. I didn't say a word. But like you said, you know, the rules go by the wayside. So it was one of those.
I gotta tell you, if I'm in the pool with you and I'm getting ready to blow you and you go, wait a minute, I gotta go tell Elle, I ain't gonna be in the pool when you get back.
And that's the thing, you know, at your parties, Elle was always somewhere else and I was doing somewhere else. And she was, well, when'd you do that? What was I doing? You're upstairs fucking.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a rule, but that was the last rule really. So, that one goes by the wayside fairly quickly.
I think the rule that I have with Fabio and that I've never broken is, we go to the party together. We leave the party together.
Yes.
100%.
Yep.
That's it. You know,
but I also think when people are dipping their toe into it, it's probably sometimes they think they've got to do things together. Like, oh, we're going to, you know, we're at this party.
Do this couple together. Do a foursome.
Yeah. I've got to be up there while you're getting fucked. And I got, you know, we've got to do this together. I think, though, that as you mature in the lifestyle, it's kind of like you get through the door. Hi, honey. Bye, honey. Chink. And you go do your own thing. Everybody's had, you know, you check in every now and again, maybe down at the food court or getting a glass of water. And you know, you go back to playing and then you go home together. And that's if you trust that person that they always know, we're going home together. We have a life together. 100%. You're my person. So let's enjoy ourselves.
I would be at parties. And Fabio would come running into the room and I would be on the bed being fucked. Okay. And he would lean over and go, blow me up, baby. Okay. That would be to fluff him up so he could go play with somebody else. And so if I was able to, I would lean over and blow him up so he could go and fuck somebody else. Right. To the point that he had surgery. And, you know, after the surgery, he's coming out of the surgery and he's in that first tier of where the drugs are just starting to recovery and the drugs are starting to wear off. And I happened to be in the room at the time and I heard him, and the nurse came over and he looked at her and he said, blow me up, baby.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
I said, I looked at her and she looks at me and I go, yeah, he likes to have a lot of fun.
That's a good one.
Oh. Well, okay, we beat this thing to death pretty good about this whole relationship stuff. And we don't mean to preach. I'm just saying there's a couple of, you know, go with your husband, come back with your husband. If you're married, go with your partner, go back with your partner so you could do review sex on the way home. The other one is rules are meant to be broken. You know, and the only one, like I said, I don't break is I go home with the one that brung me. But that one works well. So for all you flies on the wall who made it this far, thank you for listening. I'm sure we'll come up with more topics. If you are interested in becoming a guest or you have a question for us, go to that website, beyondmonogamypodcast.com, list it. And then I want you to look at old episodes if you want to. Take a look at the vocabulary list. If you think we've missed a word, let us know. Or if you want to add a word to it and want to talk about it or have us talk about it, we'll do so. We always like to guess on those vocabulary words, and we love to expand our vocabulary words and like to have the professor teach us every time. So thank you for making it through the podcast, and we hope that you come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.